As we continue looking at the parables of Jesus this morning, today we come to Luke chapter 18. Luke chapter 18, verses 1 through 8. And this morning, as the scripture is shared, you can follow along in the scripture, but I have it dramatically for you this morning, so focus your attention to the scripture on the screen as we hear the word of the Lord this morning.
Then Jesus told his disciples a parable to show them that they should always pray and not give up. He said, "In a certain town, there was a judge who neither feared God nor cared what people thought. And there was a widow in that town who kept coming to him with the plea, 'Grant me justice against my adversary.' For some time he refused, but finally he said to himself, 'Even though I don't fear God or care what people think, yet, because this widow keeps bothering me, I will see that she gets justice, so that she won't eventually come and attack me.' And the Lord said, 'Listen to what the unjust judge says. And will not God bring about justice for his chosen ones, who cry out to him day and night? Will he keep putting them off? I tell you, he will see that they get justice and quickly. However, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on the earth?'"
And the Lord always adds his blessing to the reading and the hearing of his word. Shall we pray? Father, we thank you that we can bring our burdens to you. Lord, I pray that you'd open our hearts this morning through your word, that we'd again hear you as you have shared with us again another story revealing of how you work in our life and how, Lord, you want us to come before you. So teach us this morning that as the last part in that scripture you said, when you come, will you find faith on the earth? And Lord, I pray that you would increase our faith, increase our strength and our hope in you through your word this morning. And we ask this prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. We have all seen commercials on TV of the Energizer Bunny, the little pink guy, bunny that has a drum and he's beating the drum and the commercial says it keeps going and going and going and going, and that bunny never stops. No matter how, through the night, through the day, that bunny keeps beating the drum and it never stops. God, through his word this morning and through the story that Jesus told us about this morning, called the story of the persistent widow, he calls you and I to be energizer bunny Christians who keep going and going and not stopping, but continue to be faithful. And the story that Jesus shared with us this morning, called the story of the parable of the persistent widow, we see in verse 1, that Jesus told this story to his disciples. And as with many of the parables that we discovered, he told it for a reason. He gave this story because he wanted his disciples or us to learn something particular, something special of some spiritual truth of how to live in the kingdom. But here he gave it to his disciples, it says, to show them two things: that they should always pray and that they should never give up. So that the disciples would learn what it meant, why they should always pray, and why they shouldn't give up but keep on going even when life is difficult. Even when we feel like giving up, to keep going, like that Energizer Bunny, he told them this story. And there was a widow lived in a town, as we heard the story. There's a widow that lived in the town, and she was going through some hard times. She had been taken advantage of. She lost her property. She lost, some kind of injustice happened to her. And she went to the judge, the local judge and magistrate of the town, petitioned him and laid her case before him, and he kept brushing her off. He didn't want to have anything to do with her because in those times, widows were vulnerable. And if they didn't have anyone to plead their case or take care of them, they were destitute. And in those times, right of property went to the men, not to the women. They couldn't own property. But she appealed to the judge. And often in those times, judges were looking for bribes. And they knew that he knew that this woman couldn't really offer him anything. And so she kept brushing him off. He kept brushing her off. And she kept, wasn't going to take no for an answer. So the next day she showed up at his office and she went again. He kept telling her no. Next day she went to his office again. He kept telling her no. Finally, with her persistence, she said, he granted her request and brought her justice because he said, she's wearing me out with her constant requests. And then Jesus said, that is how God is with us. He said, listen to what the unjust judge says. That will not God, our Father, if we bring him our requests and we lay them at his feet, will not he again grant us justice? Because he is a just judge compared to this unjust judge who didn't seem to care. Jesus said in the story that the judge neither feared God nor man. He didn't really care about anybody but himself. But yet he finally granted her request to her because of her persistence. This story teaches us two things as it relates to us as being Energizer Bunny Christians this morning. And the first one is this, to keep on praying. And he told this story so that disciples would keep on praying. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 17 says, we're to pray without ceasing. And here we're taught in this story, Jesus is teaching us this story so that we would keep on praying. And we would pray without ceasing. And you say, well, wait a minute. What does it mean to pray without ceasing? And is that even possible? I mean, we have to eat, we have to sleep, we have our responsibilities of work. Is it possible to pray without ceasing? What does Jesus mean by that? And what does it mean to pray? Prayer just simply means to sharing our heart with God. It just simply means casting our burdens to him. It means telling to Jesus what we feel in your own way. And sometimes we make prayer really complicated and think it has to be this formula or these words we say. And it doesn't have, it's sharing your heart with God. And it's just talking to him in your own personal way. And how you do that is any friend. But what does it mean to pray without ceasing? Is it possible with all that we have to do in life, when he says he gave us this parable so that we would keep on praying? Does Jesus expect us to go in a monastery and close ourselves up in a room and sit and pray 24 hours a day? Is that what he's teaching us here? No. When the word was used of Paul, when Paul used the word pray without ceasing, that word ceasing was the same word that was used in a military term. It was a military term relating to repeated military assaults. And an army would attack and then withdraw and regroup and then attack again and withdraw and regroup and attack again repeatedly over and over until the victory finally came. That's how we're to pray. And that's what Jesus is saying. And praying without ceasing here is to come to him over and over again with whatever burdens you, whatever concerns. Sometimes we may have our burdens, we lay them at the feet of Jesus one time, and we lay them there, and that's it. But this woman, she went repeatedly over and over and over again until she finally got the answer and the justice that she wanted, and trusting in him. That word was also used to describe a hacking cough. And when someone has a hacking cough, they cough frequently and they cough repeatedly over and over again. And that's the description here Jesus is telling us who the woman who kept coming to him to grant with the plea, give me justice against my adversary, whatever it was how she had been wronged. When we pray, we should be like the three-year-old boy that Paul Harvey told about. Everybody remember Paul Harvey? And he used to say, now you know the rest of the story. But he told about a boy who went to a grocery store with his mother. Before they entered the grocery store, she said to him, now you're not going to get any chocolate chip cookies, so don't even ask because you're not going to get any. She gave him the instruction before she went to the store. You're shaking your head, Nick. No cookies for you. So she put him in the cart, and she set him in the little child seat. And while he wheeled down the aisles, He was doing just fine until they came to the cookie aisle section. He saw the chocolate chip cookies and he stood up in his seat and he said, "Mom, can I have some chocolate chip cookies?" She said, "I told you not even to ask. You're not going to get any." "No." "So sit back down." So he sat back down. They continued down the aisles, but in their search for certain items, they ended back up in the cookie aisle again. So when they got back into the cookie aisle again, he thought, "Here's my chance." So he said, "Mom, can I please have some chocolate chip cookies?" She told him, "I told you you can't have any. Now sit down and be quiet." Finally, they were approaching the checkout lane. And the little boy sensed that this might be his very last chance to get a chocolate chip cookie. So just before they got to the line, he stood up on his seat at the cart and he shouted out in his loudest voice, "In the name of Jesus, may I have a chocolate chip cookie?" Well, everybody around him laughed. Some even applauded. And due to the generosity of the other shoppers, the little boy and his mother left with 23 boxes of chocolate chip cookies. There you go. That's how we're to pray. Repeatedly in the name of Jesus, we go before the Father once, and maybe we have to go before him again and again and say, "Well, why? We're going to look at this." And sometimes God says no, but sometimes he wants us to keep coming because of persistence. Because in that persistence, he sees the seriousness of the burden that we're bearing and we're trusting in him. So keep on praying. And as this woman kept bringing her requests, it was not easy. She kept being put off. But she continued in her persistence to petition the judge. In our persistence to continue to petition the Lord. And as we're keeping on praying sometimes, and we wonder, how often should we? In the midst of difficulty, we need to keep on praying. And this woman had some kind of injustice. She said in verse 2, "Grant me justice against my adversary." And she kept coming to him again and again. She was going through some kind of difficulty in her life. And she kept bringing it before the judge. Not once, not twice, but every single day it seemed. And when we have times of difficulty and those burdens in our life, we need to bring them before the Lord. Not just once, but twice. Keep bringing those burdens and laying them at his feet. Because I don't know about you, but I have the tendency that I can bring those burdens to the Lord and I can lay them at his feet, but then I can pick them up and take them home with me and carry them again. You ever do that? So sometimes we have to keep bringing them there and laying them at his feet in the midst of that difficulty and just lay them there before the Father and trust that he, as our good God, will take care of them in his time. So in times of difficulty, keep on praying. Don't give up. Sometimes the Lord delays his answer because he wants us to keep asking him, or he wants us to trust in his timing or wait in his timing, because timing is always best. His timing is best. And sometimes in the midst of that, so in the midst of difficulty, in the midst of times of discouragement, I'm sure when this woman kept being put off by the judge, I'm sure she was discouraged. When he kept refusing to hear her case, and he kept bringing it to him, and he kept brushing her off. I'm sure that was discouraging to her. And after one time, after being said no, she could have went and said, "Well, that's it. I guess I'm not going back." After two times or three times, I'm sure she could have been even more discouraged. And there's times in the midst of our discouragement, we feel like giving up and not bringing our burdens to the Lord anymore. And Satan can use discouragement in our life to keep us from praying. Because Satan knows that there's power in prayer, and it's in prayer God responds. So when you feel discouraged, that's when you need to cast your cares on Jesus all the more. Not just once, but twice, and in persistence, laying them at his feet, knowing that in time he will hear and he will respond. In times of difficulty, in times of discouragement, keep on praying, but also in times of delay. Because it wasn't just once, but it was repeatedly, she kept bringing that to him. And sometimes we lay our requests before the Lord and We think, well, is he going to answer? But he will in time. This context of this and why Jesus told this parable was he wanted his disciples to keep praying and not give up in the midst of delay. Because let's go up to the chapter right before this. Let's look at what just happened before Jesus told this story. And Jesus was telling them, beginning in verse 22, he said to his disciples, "The time is coming when you will long to see one of the days of the Son of Man, but you will not see it. Men will tell you, 'Here it is,' or 'There it is,' but don't go running off after them, for the Son of Man in his day will be like a lightning which flashes and lights up the sky from one end to the other. But first he must suffer many things and be rejected by this generation. For just as it was in the days of Noah, so will be in the days of the Son of Man. People were eating and drinking and marrying and giving in marriage up to the day Noah entered the ark. And then the flood came and destroyed them all. It was the same in the days of Lot. People were eating and drinking and buying and selling and planting and building, but the day Lot entered Sodom, fire and sulfur rained down from heaven to destroy them all. It will be just like this on the day when the Son of Man is revealed. On that day, no one who was on the roof of his house with his goods inside should go down to get them. Likewise, one who is in the field should not go back for anything. Remember Lot's wife. Whoever tries to keep his life will lose it. Whoever loses his life will preserve it. I tell you that on that night, two people will be in bed. One will be taken, one will be left. Two women will be in the grinding grain together. One will be taken, one will be left." So Jesus here is telling them about his coming. And he said, "The day is coming, and I know you're longing for my return, and there's going to be a delay. And we're longing, looking for the day that Jesus will come. We're longing for days that things get better. And in the midst of the world we're living in, sometimes we see the evil around us. We say, 'How long, O Lord, till you take care of that?' And we pray and we position when." But in the midst of that, he didn't want us to give up. He didn't want us to stop praying. So in the midst of delay, continue to come before the Lord. Continue to seek his face. Continue to bring them to him. The Lord is not, Peter told us, talking about the return of the Christ, said, "Lord is not slow in keeping his promise, as some understand slowness. But he said, 'A day is with the Lord like 1,000 years. And he's delaying his coming to give people more time to come to him. So God, when he delays and doesn't give us the answer that we're longing for or looking for at the moment, we need to keep coming for him and keep praying, because in his time, he will answer, right? And we've got to continue and persist in prayer, even in the midst of delay, and continue to bring it. Jesus tells us, and it's in Matthew chapter 7, verses 7 and 8, "Ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and it will be opened unto you. For everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks, it will be opened." Now, as you read that, and you read it in English, it looks like you say, "Ask and it will be given you, seek and you will find, knock and it will be given to you." Reading that way, in the tense, it sounds like you ask one time, seek one time, knock one time. But actually, in the Greek tense form that is, it's in a form which means ask and keep on asking. Seek and keep on seeking. Knock and keep on knocking. It means repeatedly, keep persisting after the Lord. Keep seeking him. Keep asking him. Keep knocking until the answer comes. And be persistent in prayer before the Lord, even in the midst of delay. Because eventually, God will hear and respond. And the judge here got tired of her coming before him. Even though he didn't care about her, even though he didn't care about God, he didn't even care about anybody else, he got tired of her coming before him, and he granted her request. Now, God's not like that, as we'll see, as Jesus was looking at his words in a minute. But keep on praying, because our Lord will respond. In Revelation chapter 6, turn with me to the book of Revelation chapter 6. And we hear that desire as John records it for us. Revelation chapter 6, beginning at verse 9. It says, "When he, the Lord, opened the fifth seal, I saw under the altar the souls of those who had been slain because of the word of God and the testimony they had maintained. Verse 10, and they cried out in a loud voice, what? How long, sovereign Lord, holy and true, until you judge the inhabitants of the earth and avenge our blood? And each of them was given a white robe, and they were told to wait a little longer until the number of the fellow servants and brothers who were to be killed had been completed. And see, they cried out, Lord, how long is delaying? When are you going to bring justice? When are we going to see justice done? The woman said, when am I going to get justice? But she kept petitioning in the midst of delay, and finally it came. In the midst of our delays for the Lord acting sometimes, continue to pray. Don't stop. In the midst of the difficulties, in times of discouragement, in times of delay, keep on praying. Be persistent in prayer. Jesus told us this story so that we would learn what it means to have persistence in prayer. So keep on praying. That's what an Energizer Bunny Christian does. But an Energizer Bunny Christian, secondly, will keep the faith. To keep the faith and not give up, he gave us this story, so we should pray, always pray, and not give up. Keeping the faith, not throwing in the towel. And you say, but how can I keep the faith in the midst of difficulty when I'm praying and petitioning and it seems like God's not answering? When I'm laying that request before him and the judge of all the earth and it doesn't seem like he's responding to my need? When it seems like I'm praying and the heavens are brass. And have you ever had those times where it seems like you pray and it seems like heavens are brass, you're not getting an answer at all? And how can I keep the faith and how can I keep praying in times like that? When we look at the story, well, notice what Jesus said, verse 6. After Jesus told the story and said that the judge said, give her this, because this widow keeps bothering me, I'll see that justice gets done, so because she won't keep wearing me out with her coming all the time. And then Jesus said, listen to what the Lord, and the Lord said, listen to what the unjust judge said. And will not God bring about justice for his chosen ones who cry out to him day and night? Now Jesus is making a comparison here, and he's arguing from the lesser to the greater. And he said, if that judge who is unjust and doesn't care about people or doesn't care about God at all granted her request, how much more do you think your God who loves you, who is good, who cares for you, will grant your request? He will, won't he? And so keep the faith. Keep asking. Keep petitioning. Because if this unjust judge granted a request for this widow, how much more will your good God who loves you grant your request? And that's a reason to keep the faith. That's a reason to keep praying. Because God cares and he will respond. Unlike this judge who didn't care about God, who didn't care about people, who didn't really care about her need at all, God does care. And he will respond out of his love and care for you. Because he will not brush you off. This judge kept brushing off the woman, but he will not. Notice what he says here in verse 7. Jesus said, and God will bring about justice for his chosen ones to him. He said, verse 7, he asked the question, will he keep putting them off? Jesus asked the question, will he, God, keep putting you off if you keep coming to him? What do you think the answer to that question is? Will God keep putting you off like this judge did? No. He will not put us off. But we can come to him and we can bring our request and lay them there and know that he will hear us. In Hebrews chapter 14, we have the scripture where the writer of Hebrews tells us about our great high priest Jesus, where it says in chapter 4, verse 14 through 16, therefore, since we have a great high priest who has gone through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold firmly to the faith we possess. Verse 15, for we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weakness, but we have one who was tempted in every way, just as we are, yet without sin. Verse 16, that let us then, therefore, approach the throne of grace with confidence, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in time of need. God cares. He will not put you off. He cares and he sympathizes with us so we can approach his throne of grace with confidence. No, we will find grace and mercy and help in time of need. Amen to that? That's why we keep the faith. That's why we keep praying. Because he will receive us. He will not put us off like that unjust judge. He also will not ignore your need. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7 says we can cast our care on him because he cares for us. This judge was ignoring her need, but our God, our great judge, our just judge, will not ignore your need. And whatever is a burden to you, whether insignificant, you may think it's insignificant, or you may feel it's great, but whatever your burden or care or concern is a care and concern to your God and your Father. Even down to the small matter of when you lose your keys and can't find them. Whatever is a burden or concern to you is a concern to him. He cares about it. And he won't ignore it. He won't brush it aside. And we can bring it to him. So keep the faith. Keep bringing it to him. That's the privilege of our God who cares so deeply. 1 Peter 5, 7 says, cast all your care, not just some, all your cares. Another translation says your anxieties, your worries, whatever makes you worry or anxious or cares, cast them all on him because he cares for you. He won't ignore it. He won't brush you aside. He is our just judge who will respond to us because he cares. And he will come to your aid. And he will come to us. Here Jesus says, listen to what the unjust judge says. And will not God bring about justice for his chosen ones who cry out to him day and night? Again, notice day and night. That's that repeated. That's persistence. Not just once. But when we come to him with that persistence and cry out, he will come to our aid. He will respond. Jeremiah 33:3 says, call to me and I will answer you. And I will tell you great and unsearchable things you do not know. Keep the faith because God cares and he will respond. Keep the faith because God is good and he wants what is best. Now, when Jesus told the story, he said this judge didn't care about God or man or anybody else other than himself. But God is good and he cares about you and he wants what's best. In Genesis, Abraham asked the question, will not the judge of all the earth do right? God, who is the judge of all the earth, will he not do what is right for you? He will. He'll do the right thing. And we can trust him because he wants what's best for us. And he wants what's best for you. And so ask him. Bring it to him. James says sometimes we don't have because we don't ask him. And when we don't receive because we ask with wrong motives. In Matthew chapter 7, verses 9 through 10, Jesus says, which of you, if his son asks for bread, would give him a stone? Or if he asks for fish, would give him a snake? If you then, though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give good gifts to those who ask him? So God wants what's best for you. He's a just judge, so ask him, bring it to him, keep the faith, and be persistent, because he, in his goodness, will grant your request according to his will. And God is just, and justice will come. Unlike the unjust judge, God is a just judge, and justice will come. Isaiah chapter 11, when Isaiah was making the prophecy of the coming of Jesus, when he returns, when he comes, he said in chapter 11, beginning in verse 1, his shoot will come up from the stump of Jesse, and from his root branch will bear fruit. And the Spirit of the Lord will rest on him, the spirit of wisdom and understanding, of counsel, power, the spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord, and he will delight in the fear of the Lord. But it says, he will not judge by what he sees with his eyes or decide by what he hears with his ears. But with righteousness he will judge the needy. With justice he will give decisions over the poor of the earth. He will strike the earth with the rod of his mouth. And with the breath of his lips he will slay the wicked. For righteousness will be his belt, and faithfulness the sash upon his waist. Going back to the book of Revelation, remember I had said earlier in Revelation chapter 6, the saints were crying out and saying, how long, Lord, until justice will come? How long until you do something? And we get to Revelation chapter 10, verse 5. It says, an angel had been standing by the sea in the land, raised his hand to heaven, and he swore by him who lives forever and ever, who created the heavens and all that is in them and all that is in it, the earth and the sea and all is in it. And he said, there will be no more delay. For in the days when the seventh angel is about to sound his trumpet, the mystery of God will be accomplished, just as it was announced in the prophets. God will come when Jesus eventually, there will be no delay, and justice will come. In the end, God is just, and we know that justice will come, and we can trust in that and believe in that. So keep the faith. However discouraging it gets, however difficult it gets, keep the faith, because God is just. He will respond. He cares for you. And justice will come in his time. So keep on praying and keep the faith. I come across a poem this week called Keep On Praying, by written by R.A. Smith. And it was published in the Gospel Herald. And it so beautifully summarizes what Jesus was teaching us in this story about continued persistence in prayer. And so I'm going to share the part in red. I'm going to read the part in black. And I want all of you together in unison, real strong and bold, to read the red keep on praying phrase every time it appears. Because this reminds us, this is what we're to do. Keep on praying. Be persistent. Be Energizer Bunny Christians. Keep going and going in our faith and in our prayers. So though the foe of right oppress, God is ever near to bless. Let not fear your hardest pall, not of evil can befall. Stronger is your God than all. Pilgrim, have you weary grown? God is still upon the throne. He will hear your faithful cry. He is help to ever nigh. You shall conquer by and by. Christian, has your faith grown weak? Do the tears roll down your cheek? Soon you never more will sigh. Tears no more will dim the eye. Pray to him who's ever nigh. And that's what we're to do. Keep on praying over and over and bringing those burdens to him, because he will hear. He will respond. He will not cast us aside. Keep on praying. Keep the faith. Let us pray. Our Father, we thank you for your word, which is an encouragement to us, and for the story you told us this morning, so that we would keep on praying and not give up. And Lord, at times we grow weary, we get discouraged, the difficulties that we face sometimes cast us down. But Lord, we need to continue to look to you and to bring those burdens to you, not once, but over and over, until we come to the point where you answer. And sometimes your answer is yes, sometimes it's wait, sometimes it's no, but we get that confidence in our heart that yes, you hear and you will respond. Because in asking and seeking and knocking, Lord, you see our persistence, our faith, and that last question you ask in the story, when the Lord appears, will he find faith on the earth? Will he find us still being faithful, continuing to hold on and trusting in you? And Lord, even in the midst of delay, we thank you that you care for us. You will not brush us aside. You will not ignore our plea. But you are just, and you will see that justice gets done. So we thank you for who you are for what you taught us this morning. So help us to be Energizer Bunny Christians who keep going in our faith, who keep persisting in prayer, and do not give up. And we ask this prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.